Hello, my audio friends. What you're hearing in the background is the soundtrack to the movie Tron Legacy that came out in, 1997. I'm not even sure when that thing came out, to be honest. Anyway, it's a great, great soundtrack from Daft Punk. If you don't know the soundtrack, I urge you to look it up. It is Monday, February 20th, 2017. It is 7:45 in the evening. I'm on my way to do the groceries, as I usually do on a Monday evening. And I'm going to do the 2 more days of the February challenge. We're midway now in the February challenge. So I'm doing February, I can't even say February anymore, February 14th and February 15th, and the topic for February 14th is share a favorite quick go-to recipe. Now, I'm not much of a cook, but when I'm alone or I find myself, you know, having to cook for myself, which I mean, I don't mind cooking for my family from time to time, but if I'm alone, I usually don't cook or don't really enjoy cooking, so I tend to kind of throw in a what we call a TV dinner or something like that. But of course, for years now, I've had to be very, very careful with what I eat, my salt intake and my carbs. So one of the things that I really like to make myself, it's very simple. Okay, it's not fancy or anything, but I usually take a can of either beans, kidney beans, white regular kidney beans, or red kidney beans, or chickpeas sometimes. I really do like chickpeas. And I warm them up just a little bit, put them in a bowl with some tuna, mix it all together, and I put in a little bit of, not usually salt, because I have to stay away from salt, but pepper, or sometimes I'll spice it up with different spices. I've got something called allspice, and I have another one called, I can't remember anyway, but there's a couple of spices I throw in there and mix it all up. Sometimes I'll chop up some onion, throw it in there for good measure, and cover the whole thing in olive oil, and it's a wonderful, wonderful snack slash meal. Sometimes I'll have it with some whole wheat bread or whole wheat crackers. I really like those, or what we call Melba toast here. I don't know if they have that in the UK, but it's sort of a dry cracker, usually very rustic whole wheat cracker. Well, let me turn that down a bit. That's called derezed, this particular piece. Derezed. If you've seen the movie, you'll understand what it's all about. So that's it. That's my February 14th, which obviously was for Valentine's Day. So a recipe for Valentine's Day. I'm sure a lot of people shared some very interesting recipes. I'm looking forward to hearing some of them. Maybe find something else to make. February 15th is a little bit more delicate. The topic question was, have you ever skipped school? Or played hooky for school, I suppose. Okay. At the risk of incriminating myself, yes. yes, I have skipped school. I had a friend of mine, Robert, years ago, way back in high school. We skipped school because we used to go down to our local McDonald's and have coffee and talk about life and talk about people, and talk about poetry and music and talk about philosophy and talk about how we felt about the world and how we felt about each other and how we felt about our families and how we felt about our friends and our respective girlfriends and etc. So, although, yes, I was skipping school, I learned a lot in those days that I would skip school. About life, about him. He learned from me, and we learned from each other, and we explored, I guess, the world through poetry and song and just interesting things that we would talk about. So yeah, I did you know, skip school, and but even more interesting, now that was high school. Even more interesting is the fact that my own parents aided and abetted me in skipping school in elementary school. I'll explain to you why. Oftentimes, either when the week was coming to an end, so on a Thursday or usually on a Friday, I would wake up and either I really had problems with school and it would affect me physically, so I'd get tummy aches. And sometimes they were pretty severe tummy aches, and my mother would keep me home from school, oftentimes on a Friday. In fact, so often that I was kind of known as the kid that didn't go to school on Fridays. The problem was that we would often go on these wonderful long Sunday drives all over the countryside. Me, my mom, sometimes my grandmom would come with us, and my mom would make this beautiful picnic, and we'd drive and we'd stop, and I can still remember sitting on the side of a road, or maybe my father would find like a little abandoned road somewhere in the country, and we'd drive up maybe as far as a closed gate, because we weren't really supposed to be there, or there was a farmer's field or something. So we would drive right up to this gate, and my father would park the car sort of off on the side, and my mother would bring out the blanket and put it down, and we all sit around. And I remember often, if we weren't too far from the roads, we'd hear the occasional car go by. And just that sound, even today, if I stop somewhere and I park the car near a road and I hear the sound of a car driving by, I can close my eyes and be transported in time back to being with my parents and being outside in the sunshine and in the quiet. You'd hear the occasional crickets, maybe a bird singing or fluttering by, maybe a seagull way up in the sky, and all that. And then Monday, I'd have to go back to school. And guess what would happen that Monday morning? I would have relished those Sunday drives so much that I couldn't bear to be locked up back in school again. So often what would happen is, guess what? My mother would sometimes keep me home on Mondays too. I was terrible. And my poor mom, you know, she kind of, not that she was a naive woman by any means, but I think she kind of understood that me and school didn't mesh too well. So even today, when my daughter isn't all that keen about school, you know, I tell her, I say, you know, you don't have to like school. I just want you to do well in it, because it is a tool. Education is a tool like anything else. If you want to fix something or build something, you need the right tools. You need the right resources. And that's what school gives you, those tools. Those tools to be able to think and survive and succeed in life, right? And that's, so, I did skip school, and I'm not proud of it. And I wouldn't, knowing what I know today, I wouldn't skip school now, but it was the reality of my, you know, at that time. So that's it. That's what I've got to say for February 15th. Thanks for listening, as always. Catch you later.